Hi, Alohomora, it's Stephanie. I wanted to bring up something that I've been wondering about for a long time. We find out that the Elder Wand's power is supposed to die with Snape because Snape was supposed to give Dumbledore a merciful death. If this is the case, then did Dumbledore plan Snape's death? Voldemort is completely misinformed about the Elder Wand's power and how it gets passed around. He believes that the previous owner must die for the power to be transferred. Voldemort knows Snape killed Dumbledore, so he goes after Snape to kill him so that he can become the master of the Elder Wand. Let's say that Dumbledore's plan did work, and the power ended with Snape. There is no way that Voldemort would have ever listened to him or believed that the power of the Elder Wand no longer existed. Voldemort probably would have killed him anyway, because he would have thought that Snape might have wanted to keep the Elder Wand for himself and overthrow Voldemort. So my question is, was it in Dumbledore's plan for Snape to die? This doesn't change my thoughts on Dumbledore. He's still my favorite, but I've always wondered this, and I can't wait to hear what you all think. Thanks. Bye.